Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. My name is Allison Klein. We're coming to you live from 5G World in London, and I'm delighted to be joined by Jose Antonio Aranda, Product Strategy and Innovation Director with Cellnex Telecom. Welcome.
Thank you very much for having me here.
So Jose, this is the first time that Cellnex has been on the program. Can you just introduce the company and your role there?
Yes. So basically, Cellnex is a European infrastructure provider. We initially began the business with the infrastructure of the broadcasting cells and sites in Spain, and we little by little started buying antennas from the mobile operators. We also have infrastructure delivering emergency services, maritime services, and also we provide Narrowband IoT on unlicensed spectrum. We have different networks like Sigfox in Spain and other countries.
So I did a little research before we started talking. You're operating in six countries today across Europe.
True, yeah. We started in Spain, then we expanded to Italy, and we have now operations also in Switzerland, Netherlands. We do have in France and in the UK.
That's pretty nice. And from all forecasts, continuing to grow. Yes. Along with the rate of data around the world.
We have already announced that our ambition is to keep on expanding and growing to Eastern Europe towards that area. So probably we still have a few countries in Occidental Europe that we will probably search for business in.
So we're at 5G World, so I'm sure it will come as no surprise that I want to talk to you about your opinion on 5G. When you look at 5G and you talk about the expansion of your business across Europe, why is this technology important, and how do you see this being integrated into the services that you offer your customers over time?
Yeah, we see 5G as an evolution of our business. Clearly, we all know that 5G will bring additional benefits like bandwidth, latency, or time response, amount of new devices connected. And we see that the investment from the mobile operators may duplicate by 25 compared to what we have now. And we see that the mobile sector has a lot of pressure, not only in competition, but also in margins. Mm-hmm. And that's how we see an opportunity for an infrastructure vendor to offer a neutral host for 5G, enabling new sites, enabling fiber, and enabling small cells, and compensating the investment from operators.
Now, when you look at that evolution and turning on 5G for specific functions, what do you think are the key functions that will move over most quickly to 5G? What are the use cases where you can see incredible value from what 5G can offer versus 4G, and those will move over more quickly?
Yeah, we see that the operators will not invest massively in 5G. We really see that the use case of densification is where operators and infrastructure providers will start from. Mm-hmm. We see opportunities in either dense areas, dense urban areas, or areas where you have a lot of people, like stadiums, like airports. And we expect that these will be the first places where 5G will be implemented.
You've talked a lot about neutral networks for 5G. Why is this so critical? Is it just to give existing operators some flexibility in the way that they approach the evolution to 5G, or what makes this so compelling?
Yeah, we see that there are markets where neutral hosts are already in place, and like the US. In the US, there is an average of 80% of share of infrastructure, while in other parts of the world, like in Europe, we haven't reached 15 to 20%. So we see that there's a huge potential for a role of 5G, a neutral host in Europe. Mm-hmm. And our forecast is that the operators will have to invest in shared infrastructure, either through a third party or between themselves. And by 25, they might reach 40% of sharing in Europe. That's our hope.
What is inherent underlying the technology capability that makes those dense environments like airports or stadiums most compelling?
Yes, we currently have in Cellnex a product called DAS, Distributed Antenna System, and we see that 5G will be an evolution of that. We have these implemented already in the main stadiums in Italy. So in San Siro, in Roma. We have implemented this technology, and we have started implemented it in Spain, and the stadium of Atletico de Madrid that was just built recently. We provide the infrastructure that provides coverage inside the perimeters. Why we think this is relevant? Because it is a dense area that is also utilized from time to time for the matches. And for the owner of the venue, it's complex to have 3-4 different operators installing things in their premises. So that's why they thought that having one single provider that will install massively and control all the infrastructure and enabling that infrastructure to be shared with all the operators will simplify the management of the infrastructure in the stadium.
That makes perfect sense. Now, what is Cellnex doing today to prepare your networks for 5G, and how are you working with the industry to do that?
We are currently studying the possibilities of 5G. As we all know, 5G will come in a couple of years' time. So we are now preparing and looking at the future, seeing what could be the opportunities that 5G may bring for us. There could be opportunities to go from more the passive role, just providing the tower sites, the power, to a more active role. We are studying the possibility of providing data centers, edge computing, these kind of cloud services that could also complement our current portfolio services into evolving our products to the 5G era.
So you're really embedding that intelligence to run a myriad of workloads, compute workloads at the edge, as well as traditional networking services.
Yeah, we are at a stage of testing and conceptualizing. We think there could be an opportunity. We still need to deploy massively, but we have started buying a data center company in the Netherlands that we expect that will be just the first step towards a more ambitious plan on mobile edge computing.
Very exciting. And from a standpoint of what we can expect next from Cellnex, what should the industry be looking at from you, and how should they be reaching out to engage with you?
We have started in big countries like Italy and Spain, and what we are expecting is to keep on growing in size as well in other countries. So the expectations that we have towards 5G is that we become one of the main, if not the main, supplier of infrastructure in Europe, not only these native countries, but also expanding towards the rest of the continent.
Fantastic. Well, Jose, thank you so much for being on the program today. It was a real pleasure. One final question for you. I'm sure that folks have been listening. They want to find out more about Cellnex. Where can they go for more information?
Yeah, they can visit us in our website, www.cellnextelecom.com.
Perfect. Thanks for being on the program today.
Thank you. Cheers.